On his tour of Western Massachusetts, Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray visited Indian Orchard Mills, a multi-use, recently renovated industrial building in Springfield, as well as a stop at Interprint, an artistically focused paper company in Pittsfield. The visits are part of the state's Creative Next tour, which highlights businesses and organizations that are breathing new life into old cities, in part through state government partnerships and funding. The Lieutenant Governor also made a stop in downtown Pittsfield to mark the completion of the downtown streetscape renovation project. At the event, he commemorated Pittsfield's efforts in advancing the creative economy.
This is a city that's identified travel and tourism, the creative economy, as a major focus and as a leader and an example to many other of our cities, gateway cities across the state. And it's working, but it does require those dollars for the strategic investment.
The downtown streetscape project is the second phase of the city's streetscape master plan. The first two phases, which included repaving North Street, new sidewalks, lighting, and bike lanes, were funded by $1.2 million from the MassWorks Infrastructure Program, over $3 million in federal highway funding secured by Congressman John Olver, and a $100,000 commitment from Pittsfield. At the ribbon-cutting ceremony, Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi highlighted the need for more steps to be taken to help continue improving Pittsfield.
We've got to move on to the next step. We've got to be diligent. We've got to work with our congressional delegation, and we've got to work with our legislative delegation in Boston to continue this good work.
Stephen Valenti, owner of a men's clothing store on North Street in downtown Pittsfield, says that the improvements made by the streetscape project have already proved beneficial to his business.
We're now a place, you know, that makes sense and people want to visit, and they're not going to just pass through. They're going to stay a few hours and spend some serious money. I'm real excited about that. I've already seen an improvement in our business because of it.
Pittsfield Police Chief Mike Wynn also noted that the improvements are important for reducing crime in the city's downtown.
You know, I think that any time that you see investment in infrastructure and improvements and opportunities for people to take positive things, then that automatically has an impact on crime. It goes back to the broken windows theory. So if your downtown is vibrant and active and full and lit, and, you know, criminals don't want to be there.
Lieutenant Governor Murray later noted the improvements he's seen in the Massachusetts gateway cities, including Pittsfield.
I've been able to see Pittsfield now over a six-year period and partner with the mayor, his predecessor, the legislative delegation, you know, Governor Patrick, our team, and investing strategically in infrastructure, in the creative economy, and it's creating jobs, you know, reinvestment into buildings, and that's great for Pittsfield.
Reporting from downtown Pittsfield for WAMC, I'm Lucas Willard.